On the 13th of August, Alta submitted its written objection to Carl Powership's applications for generation licenses for floating power plants at Richards Bay, Cougar and Saldanha Bay. Today, during a special meeting, NERSA approved 7 generation license applications, including the 3 applications made by Carl Powership. Although approval was given, NERSA did not publish or communicate the reasons behind the approvals. This is concerning, and there is no way that the public can determine whether the reasons are rationally connected to the ultimate approval. The absence of reasons speak directly to the controversy and secrecy around Carl Powership. Alta finds it quite inexplicable that NERSA has granted these licenses while so many processes and litigation is not yet finalized. Amongst these issues is the fact that Carl Powership's environmental authorizations were rejected with no timeline for appeals. There are also no port authority permits or gas pipeline permits to speak of. The entire bidding process is also subject to litigation, where it is alleged that the process was ridden with corruption from inception. It is appalling that the National Energy Regulator has taken such a premature stance on Carl Powership's applications without applying its mind to its own decision-making. NERSA failed abysmally to take into account this crucial information, which Alta also highlighted in its submission. It should also be pointed out that Carl Powership's projects are far from achieving financial closure. The public has the right to know why NERSA granted the generation licenses. Without transparency, there cannot be accountability. NERSA has missed the mark and made a decision that is not in the best interest of the country. As soon as Alta becomes aware of the reasons behind NERSA's decisions, we will then consider our legal options. In the meantime, Alta calls for NERSA to make its reasons available without further delay.